I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Car envy. You see a sweet ride and you can't help that pang of jealousy. A vintage Ferrari Dino, a convertible Mercedes. That's what makes my jaw drop. Well, jaws have been dropping in Italy at the sight of one particular economy car. That's because it belongs to Pope Francis. And actually, since when does the Pope drive his own car? Paddy Agnew is the Rome correspondent for the Irish Times, and he's with us now. So, Paddy, what is the Pope driving?
Well, the Pope's driving a 20-year-old Renault 4 with about 300,000 kilometers on the clock. And he's driving it because it was offered to him by a 69-year-old priest in the northern Italian city of Verona. He wrote a letter to the Pope when I was telling the Pope about the work he's doing, because he works in a parish on the outskirts of Verona where he works with homeless, with kids with drug problems. He was describing that in a letter he wrote to the Pope. And he also then said that he'd like to make the Pope a present of this old car for sort of symbolic reasons, essentially. And he was very surprised when, just a couple of nights ago, he got a phone call from the Pope. Francis said to him, "Are you serious? Do you really want to give me the car?" The priest said, "Yes." And Pope Francis said, "But have you got a car? Have you got another car?" He said, yes, I've got another car." So he said, "Okay, well, look, see me next Saturday in the Vatican." The priest basically put the car onto a lorry. He got a number of his parishioners. He put them into a bus. And the lorry and the bus both made their way down to the Vatican. And last Saturday, just a couple of hours before the Pope led his prayer vigil for peace in Syria, Father Zocca presented the 20-year-old car to the Pope.
Wow. So Renault 4, that's a real jalopy. Americans might remember the Renault 5, which was marketed in this country as Le Car for a few years. The Renault 4 isn't even that good. It's a real junker, isn't it?
It's what Italians like to call a utilitarian. It's very much a basic car, but they're very good. They were very good old cars. And I mean, in my native Ireland, people would use them to, you know, put bales of hay in the back and drive through the fields to give the cattle something to eat. So, I mean, they're very really tough old cars. The gas thing about this one was that when Father Zocca got to the Vatican last Saturday, he and just a number of the parishioners were allowed in through the gates of the Vatican, went to the Dome of Santa Marta, which is the glorified Vatican B&B where Pope Francis lives. And the Pope came down to look at the car, and Father Zocca said to him, "Well, look, you know, Holy Father, these are some of my parishioners, but I've got more parishioners outside, but the Swiss guards wouldn't let them all in." And he said, "Oh, no, wouldn't they? Oh, well, we'll see about that." And with that, Francis got into the Renault alongside Father Zocca, and they drove off to the front gates of the Vatican to greet the other parishioners, and then he took them all back in inside the Vatican afterwards.
I love it. A real man of the people. So what about the security issue? I mean, the whole Pope-mobile with its bulletproof dome, it was to heighten security. Are there Swiss guards stuffed into this Renault like circus clowns?
I'm not sure, Marco, how much he's actually going to use this Renault. It's more a symbolic gesture. What he does do an awful lot, Francis, he walks around the Vatican a lot, and he drives an old Ford Focus around as well. So what he will not do is use, as you point out, the Pope-mobiles, nor the very formal bulletproof Mercedes and BMW-type cars that are available in the Vatican garage. He doesn't want that type of conspicuous wealth. In as much as he doesn't want that, he is a nightmare. He's a headache for the Vatican security because, he simply ignores some of their sacrosanct basic security measures. There's another aspect of this as well, which, our listeners, some of them I'm sure are aware of, but a couple of weeks ago he said, "It pains me," he said, "when I see a priest arriving up somewhere in a flashy new car." And the gesture that the Father Zocca of Verona made is related to that, i.e. that at the end of the day, one of the most interesting aspects of Francis's pontificate so far is that a lot of his teaching, a lot of his homilies are directed not just at the faithful, but also at his own clergy. And in this case, in the case of cars and flashy cars, what he's saying is, you know, whatever happened to your vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience, particularly poverty.
Paddy Agnew, the Rome correspondent for the Irish Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.